Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team came to Madison, played a great first period last night. What positives did you take from that first?
Well, it was a number, actually, Kelly. I thought we did a pretty good job of being efficient, getting out of the zone. I thought we got some really good looks in terms of some quality chances. And I thought after that goal they got, which, you know, was no question, fluke, you want to call it puck luck, whatever. You know, I thought we had a good response. I thought we finished the period real strong. And, like you said, coming out into the second period, we felt really good about how we played. And we talked about the importance of those first 5 minutes in the second period and again, being efficient coming out of the zone. But, we all know Wisconsin's a very talented team, and when you make a mistake, you know, they have the people that can really magnify it, and they certainly did in the second period.
Well, we knew your team in Wisconsin, typically there's not a lot of penalties called, but last night your power play had 6 shots on goal, some quality shots. What do you need to do differently to get some scoring against Anne Renee Dabian on that extra attacker today?
Well, I'd certainly, if we can get the same amount of shots and get the same amount of opportunities we got last night, I'd feel good about it, because we certainly had good ones. And sometimes it's just a matter, I think it was Bailey Wright just missed on a rebound on a shot. And, you know, that's the type of goals we're going to get. She's an awful tough goalie to beat on an initial shot, particularly if you're not taking her eyes away. So you got to find that second shot, maybe even a third shot, and we've got to have people willing to get to the middle of the rink and not be on the perimeter. And so I if we can again move the puck like we moved it and create the shots that we created yesterday, you know, we'll certainly take it, because if we keep doing that, something's bound to go in.
And on the other side, your penalty kill, solid, 2 for 2. They've been good all season, but your team's also disciplined and they don't get in the box very often, do they?
Well, we've done a good job of that so far. You know, we certainly, have not beaten ourselves in terms of taking a lot of penalties. And, you know, obviously against a team like Wisconsin, the less time you spend in the penalty box, it's going to be to your benefit, because they certainly could put out 5 very skilled players. And you know, you can't keep going to that well thinking, you know, your penalty kill is doing a great job and expect that against a team like Wisconsin. So, again, we need to be smart, need to be disciplined. But at the same time, we need to play with a little edge in our game as well. We can't, you know, allow them to dictate the physical part of the game. We need to play with an edge, but we have to be smart about it. And when we do take penalties, we got to go out there and continue to work hard like we've been.
Well, I know your message has been the last couple of weeks, I know with some struggles, to just forget, not look back, and to move forward. And talking with a couple of your players last night, I know everybody feels that way. How do you get past the mind game of the part of hockey?
Well, it's, you know, every individual player has to wrestle with that in their own way. And I mean, we as coaches are always going to stress that the fact that we believe in them, and, you know, we try to send a positive message. And I think it's really important that we have that attitude. If we're walking around with our tripping over our bottom lip, you know, that's not a good thing. So we believe in this group. We just got to keep working hard, keep playing the way we're playing. And still, if there's this is game 12 out of 34 that we're going to play. So a lot of hockey left, and we all realize that. So we just got to. But when you're going through a difficult time like you are, it's easy to start getting a little pessimistic. And so that's why it's really important, especially for our leaders, to stay positive and keep battling, because that's the only thing you can do. You got to go out there and play the game as hard as you can. And, you know, that's certainly all we're going to ask as coaches. We're not going to ask any more out of them than we know that they can give us. And if they give us their best, we know we have a doggone good shot of coming out on top.
Well, after watching film against Wisconsin last night, what did you see that they did that your team can counter better today?
Well, we have to be a little better in the neutral zone. You know, their 2 goals in the second period in particular were the result of lack of discipline by us, you know, in our neutral zone system, and it allowed them the first one, a 3-on-2. The one pass trapped all 3 of our forwards, and they executed very well. Norby's obviously a very dangerous player, and she was all alone in the slot, and she finished. And the second one, it was the same thing. It was kind of a combination of a bad line change, and she's, again, Norby's in all alone, so now you're down 3-0. And the other area I think we need to be a little better in is on our end, just closing. Sometimes as the game went on, we tended to sit back a little bit and kind of allowed them time and space to make plays, and they're, if you give these players time and space, they are going to make a play, and now you're chasing all the time. So we need to do a better job of trying to create stalls and get that puck going and get it out of our zone.
Any line changes today? Any goalie changes?
Yeah, Aaron Dieters will be in goal. Changes in lines will be who's playing with who. It'll be the same 12 forwards, same six defensemen. So it'll be pretty much the same lineup, just different lines, but Dietz will be in goal.
Key to getting a win here today?
Well, obviously, a really good start is going to be helpful. So it's, I think it's imperative that we come out in the first period and play with a lot of energy and, again, play on our toes and see if we can't get one on them. If we can get a lead on them, I think that's going to change the whole dynamics of the game. But bottom line is we got to compete hard, try to outwork this team, and just, play Beaver hockey for a full 60.
I have a good feeling about today. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly.
Talk to you in the postgame.